ocean's roar. I put the book aside and went onto the terrace. Patrick stood at the railing and looked at the sea. The beach was always prettiest this time of year. No tourists, only sand, wind, and high breakers. He must be coming soon now, said Patrick, and a few minutes later Erdem turned up. His long hair fluttered in the wind, and I had to think about the Three Weather Tuft hairspray commercial. He waved and called, I'm coming right up. Should really be pretty wicked today. We didn't know exactly what he meant, but had the feeling we would find out soon enough. I got cold and went back in. It was about 12:30 when it got dark. With breathtaking speed, the sun has disappeared beyond the horizon. An unknown malfunction of the solar system had altered the Earth's orbit. Because of that, time didn't exist as we knew before. Past and future had completely changed their meanings. I was aware that this had to do with a natural catastrophe of inconceivable extent. And that didn't make me too happy. While staring into the dark, I could hear a faint woman's voice from afar. And I overheard somebody continually repeating numbers.